Hey guys, I'm in my car, just pulled over into a park. Just doing some errands, getting ready for Halloween. And I know this is off topic. My channel says Steve's Halloween, and this is, one of my passions is Halloween. But this is also about stuff that interests me. And one of the things that really interests me is politics, and especially the election. And I've been listening to talk radio and the news, and I actually pay attention to politics a lot more than probably most people. I've been engaged in politics and really, what's going on since, the early 90s. And I just make this video just to give my thoughts on the election that's coming up. Now, just so you know, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not even necessarily a Republican in the broader sense. I am a monarchist. I believe that we should have a monarchy. Now, I'm a constitutional monarchist, so I believe that the head of state should be a hereditary monarchy. So I believe we shouldn't have to go through this. But we should have elected representatives from our areas, and the details of that can be hammered out if and when we ever get to that point. But I just want to give what I personally believe is going to happen. And I want to say up front that I am going to vote for President Donald Trump, and I think that he will win. I think that he will win comfortably as well, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I don't put any stock in polls. That you can make the polls say whatever you want. And typically what happens in an election year, the Democrat is above 10% the whole time, and then shortly before the election, about a week or two before the election, the polls start tightening up and they get basically into a statistical tie. So basically they don't mean anything because at the end of the day it's going to be a statistical tie, and whoever wins wins and whoever doesn't doesn't. I also think that the polls are skewed anyway to the left, they always are, but I think they're even more so this go around than normal because of what's called it's called a shy Trump voter. And I don't like that term, but basically what that means is it's the person who is not going to admit that they're voting for Trump publicly. So if they get called for an opinion poll or something like that, or take a survey, they're either not going to take it or they're going to lie about it because they think that people are going to find out. And in today's day and age, that means that they may get harassed and they don't want to be harassed. We know this is true because it happened in 2016. We had a lot of people, Clinton or Hillary Clinton went in 5 to 6 points ahead in the polls on election day and ended up losing. And that's because of what's called the shy Trump voter, these people who were not being honest about who they were going to vote for or just refusing to take the polls. Now that's actually worse this year because people have been running around wearing MAGA hats, wearing Trump t-shirts, and getting beaten up. And so there's a hesitancy on some people's part to say, yes, I'm going to vote for Trump. So that's one reason why I think the polls are wrong. And I can tell you why I really think that Trump's going to win. It has nothing to do with the polls. It has everything to do with the fact that wherever Trump goes, thousands and thousands of people follow. Wherever Biden goes, maybe 10 people show up. I mean, he's had rallies that literally nobody has shown up. He's had rallies where the only people who showed up were Trump supporters who were heckling him. Yet wherever Trump goes, thousands and thousands of people show up. So the enthusiasm is on Trump's side, not Biden's side, and that's what wins elections. Look, when you have a candidate who the people who are going to vote for him are excited and enthusiastic about that candidate, and then on the other side, you have a candidate that nobody cares about, and the people who are going to vote for him are actually voting against the other guy. That's not going to work. That's not a recipe for election. That's a recipe for disaster. We saw this in 2008. John McCain was the Republican presidential candidate. Nobody on the right, no conservative liked John McCain. Everyone who voted for John McCain was voting against Barack Obama, and Barack Obama won. And the same thing happened in 2012 with Mitt Romney. Nobody was voting for Mitt Romney. They were voting against Barack Obama. Barack Obama won. And if I'd say the same thing happened in 2016, Nobody wanted Hillary Clinton, but the people who voted for Donald Trump were voting for Donald Trump, not against somebody. And that's what you have now. You have this great enthusiasm on the Trump side, and nobody cares on Biden's side. And I mean, literally, nobody cares. Okay? Their slogan is even now, settle for Biden. Okay, well, that's just not going to work. Now, I know that Biden is ahead in the early voting, but he's the Democrat, and Democrats traditionally are ahead in the vote in the early voting. But from what I understand, in a lot of the key places, he's down from where what Hillary Clinton was at this time. Not to mention the fact that the Democrats are especially likely to vote early this year than normal because of all the COVID and all that stuff. But the Trump supporters don't trust the early voting. So the vast majority of Trump people are going to vote on election day. So in order for Biden to win, he's got to be not just ahead, but he's got to be way ahead in the early voting. And he's not, from what I understand. So those are my thoughts on it. I could be wrong, but I am fully expecting Donald Trump to not just win, but to win pretty comfortably enough to where nobody can really say he didn't win. All right, thank you.